Well, good morning. What day is it tomorrow? That is rubbish. What day is it tomorrow? That's better. How are you feeling about it? Who's feeling excited? Very good. Who's feeling like they might not be able to sleep? Who's terrified that they might not be able to sleep? What else are you feeling? Anyone feeling a bit overwhelmed by it all? With so much still to do. Maybe some of you are feeling like you're not ready for it yet. Oh, that's very much the case in our family. We've all been sick all week, so we're not ready for this at all yet. Who's feeling like Amazon Prime only has 5 hours left to bring that thing that you really need them to deliver? Yeah, okay. What else are you feeling?
Absolutely terrified.
What?
I'm absolutely terrified, Martin. I don't know what this Christmas is, right? But it sounds scary.
Scary?
Absolutely terrified, yeah.
Christmas isn't scary.
Oh, well, it is to me. Everything's scary to me. I'm Fred. Actually, I won't shake your hand if you don't mind, because I don't like germs.
Wow, you really are scared of everything.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a nightmare, to be honest, because I'm a shepherd, if you can't tell by the outfit.
I can tell by the smell, actually. Gosh.
It's a bit rude, Martin, but, yeah, it's a bit problematic, to be honest, because I'm pretty scared of big, scary animals.
What, like lions and tigers and bears?
Oh, my, yes. Absolutely terrified of them. The worst of them, wolves. Hate wolves, can't stand them. You know, they give me the heebie-jeebies, they do. And you know what, it's a problem, because I'm a shepherd, right, and I have to look out for my sheep, right? And wolves try and eat my sheep, so I'm just...
Well, wolves are a bit scary, Fred. We can understand that, can't we? We can understand him being scared of wolves, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's not just wolves, Martin. I'm also scared of the dark.
Right, I mean, the little ones, a lot of them are scared of the dark as well. We can kind of understand that.
Yeah, but I'm meant to watch my flocks by night, Martin. How can I do that if I'm scared of the dark? Do you know what I mean? Nightmare. And that's not all, Martin, because, I mean, I don't really want to, you know, tell everyone.
Well, just between you and me, then.
Yeah, I'm a bit scared of a sheep.
Sheep?
Don't tell everyone! Yeah, I'm terrified of them! It's the wool, and the little eyes, and the hooves, and the sound they make as well.
What, bah?
Ah, Martin, come on now!
That is a bit weird, Fred. Have you not thought about career change? Maybe doing something that doesn't bring you face-to-face with your biggest fear every day?
Yeah, but I'm scared of everything, Martin. Take over night, right? I was out with lads, right, watching flocks by night, right? Cowering in darkness, worried about wolves, when suddenly this angel comes, right, in this bright light. Oh! And it said to me, do you know what it said? It said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I wet myself, I did. I'm not ashamed to say it. I wet myself, right? Terrifying.
It was an angel.
Yeah.
Why were you scared of an angel?
Ah, don't like things with wings. Except for a KFC bargain bucket. But even then, you don't know what you're going to get. No, I couldn't stand it. Anyway, so he was doing all this, right? And then these more angels come out of nowhere and start singing. And to be honest, Martin, I had enough. I had to walk off.
You sound a bit traumatised.
I am a bit traumatised, to be honest, Martin. It's all a bit much just thinking about
it. Do you want to have a lie down in the creche? There's only babies in there.
Babies? That's even worse. Oh, Martin, you're just stressing me out. I can't deal with this.
Wow, he was a bit funny, wasn't he? A shepherd... who's scared of sheep and wolves and the dark. Must be quite hard for him to do his job. But if we're honest, we're all a bit scared of something, aren't we? So here's a few interesting things that I've found that people are genuinely scared of. These are genuine fears and phobias that people have. Turophobia. Do you know what turophobia is? There are people who are genuinely scared of cheese. The fear of cheese. Christmas must be a nightmare. Then there's deipnophobia, which is the fear of dinner parties. I mean, obviously no sufferers in Reigate. Genuphobia, which is the fear of knees. Imagine that. You're scared. Every time you look down, you're terrified of your own knees. And I have to take a deep breath for this one. Sesquipedalophobia, which is quite a long word, isn't it? That is the fear of long words. So maybe you suffer of one of those, or it's more likely that you have one of the classic phobias. Spiders, who's scared of spiders? Yeah, I'm a bit scared of spiders, if I'm honest. Heights, some people are really scared of heights. Rats, who's scared of rats and mice and things? My wife is terrified of those. Or maybe like Fred, you don't like the dark very much. And you know, if you're a bit older, maybe there are some other things that you find a bit scary about the world today. Maybe some of the people leading countries. Maybe some of the things going on in far off parts of the world, or even closer to home. Maybe the world feels a bit uncertain. And you might not literally be quaking in your boots like Fred, but you feel concerned, you feel troubled, you feel a bit afraid. And if you do, I think there's no better moment to look again at the Christmas story. Now, how many times have you heard the Christmas story in your life? About a million, right? Even if you're in year five, like Louis over here, you've still heard it 12,500 times by this point in your life. Okay, we know how it goes. The shepherds, the wise men, the star, Mary, Joseph, sweet little baby Jesus. Here he is, bless him. But as I looked again at the Christmas story this year, something jumped out at me, which I've never really noticed before. And it's something which connects with this idea of us being a bit afraid about the world. And it's something that happens in this the story that Fred was just telling us about, that we read about in the Bible in Luke chapter 2. Now, Jesus has just been born in this back room, this stable in Bethlehem, and almost no one knows about it. There's no Facebook or Instagram, so Mary's not like posted a quick selfie with the baby. No one knows that this has happened. But the next thing the Bible tells us is this in Luke chapter 2, verse 8. There are shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night, which is, as we've established, quite difficult for Fred. Now, it's worth saying, it's amazing that this is the very next place the story takes us. The glory of God revealed in the birth of Jesus, and then we go straight to the lowest members of society. Dirty, smelly shepherds, sorry, Fred, who are doing a job so antisocial, it means they have to stay up all night. These are the people that hear first about the birth of Jesus. Isn't that remarkable? And then in verse 9 it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Which is understandable, right? Because the glory of the Lord isn't like a light bulb going on. We might imagine it as sort of low budget panto version, as a sort of beam of light. But elsewhere in the Bible it says the glory of God is so amazing that you could die just looking at it. So imagine the biggest firework display ever, the one at like Disneyland Paris, right? Imagine that firework display, and then mix it up with the Northern Lights, and then add in like the light and sound show from the X Factor final, and you may be halfway close to what the glory of God was. So it would have been pretty terrifying. It's not just that an angel has disappeared, it's that the whole of the world as they know it has been turned upside down. They've never seen anything like this. So then what is the first thing that this angel says to the shepherds? Does he say, Jesus has been born? We might imagine, he might say, Jesus has been born, that's the news. No, he doesn't say that. Does he scream, bow before my mighty power, puny humans? Which is what I would say in the circumstances. No, he doesn't say that either. In the circumstances, he could have just done jazz hands and gone, ta-da! But no, he doesn't do that either. The angel says in verse 10, do not be afraid. Your world, shepherds, has just turned upside down. Everything you thought you knew has just been challenged. You're absolutely terrified. And a voice from heaven says, do not be afraid. Now, those shepherds, like us today, had plenty to be anxious about. Alongside all the things that Fred gets nervous about, the dark, the wolves, the angels, they were living under something called occupation, which meant for them, as Jewish people, there were Roman soldiers in their land everywhere who'd invaded and taken over. And so they lived in fear because they didn't know what was going to happen to them. And in their history, those people, the Jewish people, have been slaves before. And so they had all these fears and anxieties about what the future might hold. But the angel says, do not be afraid. And then he says, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. So it's not just an empty, don't worry. It's not just chill, guys. It'll probably all be fine. There's something else. There's a reason why they don't have to be afraid anymore. In verse 11, Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So this baby has been born. He's not just any baby. He's a Savior. He's the Son of God. But even more than that, he's hope in that climate of fear. He's the reason why they don't have to be afraid anymore. And the reason why they don't have to be afraid is because by sending his son to earth as a baby, God is reaching out his hand of friendship to average, everyday, scared people. They have so much to be afraid of, but now God has come down to earth to give them hope and say, do not be afraid. Now, fast forward approximately 2,017 years, which coincidentally takes you to today, and here we are with all our fears and uncertainties and this world that maybe feels a little less stable than it has in a while. And at Christmas now, we read this story and it's still true. It's still true for us. The Christmas story is about hope beating fear. Now, one more really interesting thing to tell you. I think when you look at the Christmas story and you start to see this, you don't just see it once, you see it over and over again. So before this happens, in the first chapter of Luke, we see the angel Gabriel visit Mary, right? We've seen that. We know that story, the angel Gabriel visiting Mary. What does the angel Gabriel say to Mary? In Luke 1, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. What does the angel say to Mary? Do not be afraid. And actually, the nativity story starts even further than that, back a few verses earlier with the mother of John the Baptist and the father of John the Baptist finding out from an angel that they're going to have a baby. And what does the angel say? I mean, you can probably guess. The angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Isn't it amazing that every time an angel speaks during this story, the message starts with, do not be afraid. Not because the meeting itself was scary, but because everything else was. Scary times, scary situations, so much to fear. But the angels say, do not be afraid, because they know hope is coming. So the Christmas story is about heaven saying to earth, do not be afraid. Among all the hard stuff of life, everything we might find a bit scary and difficult, there's something we need to know. News that is so good, it will cause great joy for all the people. Not the news that all our fears will miraculously disappear this morning, but that in this baby, Jesus, we will ultimately overcome them. Because the news is there is a God. And he really did send his son to us at Christmas. And that means we can all have a fantastic, incredible, joyful time this Christmas, because no matter what else is going on in the world, he really does love us. He really does want to know us. And ultimately, he wants to save us from all our fears. So Fred, come back out here a moment. I want you to look at Fred, everybody. Come right into the middle. Look at Fred with his, let's be honest, implausible beard. And remember Fred and all his fears, the dark. Fred is scared of wolves. Fred is scared of sheep. Whatever else you do this Christmas, do not be afraid. All of that for one gag. God sent his son as a baby to bring you great joy. That joy is yours if you want it this Christmas. Have a great Christmas.